back, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Fairly Lame podcast. As always, my name is Dom, and this is your home of good environmental news from all around the world. This is episode 76, and I hope you're all having a fantastic day, no matter what you're doing, where you are. And to hopefully make it that little bit better, here's a super quick overview of the stories that we'll be having a look at this week. So first up, we'll have a look at the scientific evidence behind how dogs are making us feel better. Then a youth sea ranger program that's teaching young people in the Netherlands how to research and protect the oceans. A solar-powered camper van that fits 188 square feet of solar panels and has a range of up to 450 miles. And then we'll finish up with the massive amount of emissions that the world's urban train lines are saving. So to get straight into it, like I said, our first story is looking at how dogs are helping reduce the pain, physical depression, and anxiety of emergency room patients. So a group of scientists recently conducted a clinical trial involving 200 patients to see if spending just 10 minutes with a therapy dog called Murphy could improve their well-being. Every day, the patients scored their pain, depression, and anxiety, and on random days, half of them would get a visit from Murphy and then rescore those again immediately after and then 20 minutes after as well. And compared to the group that didn't get a visit, on average, Murphy was able to reduce their pain by 43%, depression by 46%, and anxiety by 48%. The scientists also said that Murphy regularly stopped into the nurse's lounge for some pats, which I'm sure not only brightened their day, but probably also improved the care they provided as well. And there's quite a few examples like this out there, such as one about how the presence of a therapy dog was seen to have a positive effect on patients' pain and satisfaction after total joint replacements. Therapy dogs are also doing some incredible work outside of hospitals, as ones in schools have been seen to improve attendance and build the confidence of students, whilst in nursing homes they increase physical activity and socialization. And now for the second story of this week's episode, we're heading over to a country that I don't think I've covered on the podcast, so if you're from there, a big apologies for the long wait, but it's about a sea ranger program in the Netherlands, which is training young people to restore the ocean. So the Sea Ranger Service is specifically targeted at young people from rural and coastal areas because the team discovered that they were half as likely to go to university and twice as likely to give up on aspirational careers than those from the city. By joining the service, they get to undergo paid training where they'll learn how to monitor, research, and protect the ocean, and it's also a big win for conservation organizations as they don't have to worry about relocating staff to work in the remote areas. When they first enroll, the rangers go through a bit of a boot camp that puts their self-discipline, teamwork, and learning abilities to the test, with more of a focus on seeing who's willing to push themselves rather than who can do the longest plank. The team aren't trying to train soldiers, but in saying that, they actually do employ veterans to conduct the course and teach the rangers about the structure and discipline that's required for the work they'll be doing, while they themselves are transitioning back to civilian life. But after all that's out of the way, some of the fun stuff they'll be doing includes restoring seagrass meadows, conducting climate research, and even using drones and underwater robots to collect data and explore the ocean. And the Sea Ranger Service is also in talks with governments about the potential of having the rangers help protect marine sanctuaries from illegal fishing in areas of the world that don't have the resources to police their own waters. The goal of the program is to train up 20,000 young people for long-term fulfilling careers protecting our seas, whilst also restoring 2.7 million acres of it by 2040. And so moving on to our next story, which is another one that I highly recommend checking out over on Instagram. And it's actually also another one from the Netherlands. So if that is the first story that I've covered from there, we'll double up in the first episode. But yeah, so it's about a solar-powered camper van that was built by a bunch of university students. So the reason for doing something like this was to inspire people and get them thinking about the potential of solar-powered cars whilst also showing them what's already possible with the technology we currently have. The camper van's big enough for two people, and it includes a double bed, kitchen, fridge, shower, and toilet, and it's also designed to expand to not only give the people more room, but also to increase the surface area available for generating electricity. When driving, the vehicle has 94 square feet of solar panels exposed to the sun, but when fully expanded, that number pops up to a massive 188 square feet. And thanks to that solar array, as well as its lightweight and aerodynamic design, on a sunny day, the vehicle has a range of 730 kilometers, and even when it's cloudy or nighttime, it can still get about 600 kilometers on a full charge. There's also heaps of tech inside to show you things like how much energy you're generating, how much you're using, and it can even predict how much you'd take to do things like cook your morning pancakes. And yes, the car is street legal, as the students drove it 2,000 kilometers from the Netherlands to Spain using only power generated from the sun, which for an experimental vehicle is pretty bloody good. And finally, the last story on this week's episode is about some new research that found that subways can cut a city's CO2 emissions by 50%. So some new research conducted by the World Economic Forum and the World Bank closely examined almost 200 cities with more than 500,000 people to determine the amount of emissions prevented by their urban train systems. For each city, they compared the current emissions with what they would be if everyone using the trains had to rely on other modes of transport, and in total, they estimated that global emissions could be up to 11% higher without them. And by replacing millions of cars and decreasing congestion, trains also massively improve the air quality in these areas, making them much nicer places to live and also decreasing the amount of money spent on treating the health issues caused by exhaust fumes. Besides walking or riding a bike, trains are regarded as being the most sustainable way to get around, and globally, rail moves 8% of the passengers and 7% of the freight, but only consumes 2% of all the energy used by the entire transport industry. And every year, the world's rail network keeps expanding and improving, as just a couple months ago, we learnt about Nigeria's biggest city getting its very first urban line, and America's bullet train projects, which were just granted over $3 billion. And like all modes of transport, the fuller trains are, the more sustainable they are, so let me know down below what initiatives you've come across to get more people using them. I've seen a couple cities offer free public transport, or even one, I think in Germany, that was saying you could hand in your driver's license in exchange for unlimited free public transport, but yeah, let me know what you've heard of. So guys, that would do us for this week's episode of the Fairly Lame podcast. Like I said at the start, make sure to keep voting for your favorite story so I can target future episodes a bit better. For me, if I was to vote, I would probably say it'd be impossible to go past the first story about how dogs are helping emergency room patients. But let me know what one you loved and what resonated the most with you. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week. Make sure to head over to Instagram to get the clips and see all the visuals that go along with these stories. And yeah, have a good rest of the day. Drive to the gym, drive to the beach, drive to your date, whatever the hell you're doing. We'll talk to you guys then. See ya.